And I now give the floor to His Excellency Erlan Abduldaev, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan.
Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, allow me to congratulate Mr. Peter Thompson upon his election as President of the 71st Session of the United Nations General Assembly. I should also like to thank the President of the 70th Session of the UN General Assembly, Mr. Mogens Liketoft, for his effective stewardship. Kyrgyzstan embraces the theme of this general debate, namely Sustainable Development Goals, a universal push to transform our world. We see this as a timely initiative, given the adoption last year of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals and the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Mr. President, on 31 August this year, Kyrgyzstan marked the 25th anniversary of independence. Since then, we have moved along the difficult path to building democracy, rule of law, and economic development. Only 6 years have elapsed since the April People's Revolution in 2010. This paved the way to the revival of Kyrgyzstan. We take great pride in our achievements since then. Our country has taken its own unique, very difficult path towards freedom and democracy. We've paid a heavy price. The freedom-loving people of Kyrgyzstan draws difficult lessons from the first 20 years of independence. Today, we've embarked upon the path to stability. We've provided the world with our experience in surmounting difficult socio-political crises, and we are building a society of free people. Kyrgyzstan has endured difficulties. We made an informed decision to build a parliamentary democracy. In October 2015, for the first time in our history, we held elections for the national parliament using biometric technology. The results were accepted by all political forces, and they guaranteed unity. The international community also unanimously acknowledged these as having been democratic elections. We'd like to take this opportunity to extend to the UN Secretary General and all friendly countries. We'd like to voice our gratitude for their support in preparations for the parliamentary elections. In 2017, in Kyrgyzstan, presidential elections will be held. In this connection, we call upon the UN and partner countries to continue to support our efforts in holding head of state elections in line with international standards. Mr. President, Kyrgyzstan wholeheartedly backs the comprehensive agenda adopted for international development by 2030. We welcome the fact that the Sustainable Development Goals were crafted, taking into account the lessons drawn from attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. They also take into account the needs of developing landlocked mountainous states, including our country. The Sustainable Development Goals, the priority of the Sustainable Development Goals for Kyrgyzstan include poverty reduction, food security, high-quality education and healthcare, economic growth, energy, and environmental conservation. As is known, one of the three pillars of the International Development Goals is the environmental dimension in Paris. Together, we attained consensus on the climate agreement. For its part, Kyrgyzstan fully supports this global agreement. Yesterday, we signed the Paris Agreement on the sidelines of the UNGA. In Kyrgyzstan, the consequences of rising global temperatures are already causing natural disasters and emergencies, including inconsistencies in water content of mountain rivers, excessive melting of glaciers, the deterioration of unique mountainous ecosystems, and there are, as a consequence, negative social consequences. There are tangible blows being dealt to the economy. According to assessments, annually, due to natural disasters, $35 million US dollars in damages are made. We need international support to adapt to climate change. We are especially troubled by the significant melting of Kyrgyz glaciers. These are natural reservoirs for water resources in Central Asia. According to forecasts, by 2025, overall glacial coverage in Kyrgyzstan could reduce by 30% to 40%, as a result of which the water content of our rivers will reduce by 25% to 35%. Hence, we advocate implementation of joint projects for conservation of glaciers in upstream countries in our region. Furthermore, due to climate change, the biodiversity of our mountainous ecosystems is under threat. Since the 1990s, the population of the snow leopard was halved from 600 to 300 snow leopards. In 2013, we held the first World Forum on the conservation of the snow leopard. This launched the cooperation of countries where snow leopards live, as well as with international partners. Next year, in 2017, we will convene the Second World Forum, during which we will take stock of the work done, and we shall determine further joint measures to preserve these endangered species. Another grave issue which needs international cooperation are the many uranium tailing sites located in our region. The scale of this issue requires focused, coordinated work under UN Resolution 68/218 on the role of the international community in averting the radiation threat. In this connection, we propose that in May to June 2017, an international high-level forum be held on this resolution. The Republic of Kyrgyzstan stands ready to undertake the preparatory work jointly with interested countries and international organizations. We hope that the international community will provide support. Sir, the sustainable development of each state hinges on the provision of security and stability, including at the global level. Unfortunately, our present UN meeting occurs against the backdrop of international tensions in Afghanistan, in the Middle East and North Africa, and in Ukraine. In relations amongst the world's leading powers, conflict persists on important issues of international policy. Sanctions pressure persists. In this way, the international situation and confrontational positions of some countries hinder the tackling of present-day threats and challenges on the basis of a collective UN-led approach. At the same time, their global nature requires all countries to continue to cooperate for the benefit of all of humankind. In this connection, we believe that world powers must set aside their disputes and undertake joint efforts to counter threats to international security. As globalization, in the era of globalization, these processes affect not only parties to conflict, but also other countries. Kyrgyzstan is no exception. Such phenomena as terrorism, extremism, religious intolerance, and radicalization began and festered far beyond our country. Unfortunately, they afflict us too. We are compelled to act to protect the interests of our state and our citizens. However, far more effective is their confinement, chiefly in the hotspots. International assistance needs to be provided to countries who at their national level are combating these threats, including as part of the action plan to prevent violent extremism. This was proposed by the UN Secretary General this past January. In combating terrorism and extremism, together with force-based approaches, we must leverage preventive measures. We must develop cross-cultural dialogue. Kyrgyzstan, like every other people, our ethnicity, our country, we have a unique history and culture. In order to raise awareness about peace-loving values, traditions in a nomadic civilization, in 2011, we initiated World Nomadic Games. In 2014, on the shore of the Issyk-Kul Mountain Lake, the world's first World Nomadic Games were held. 2 weeks ago, at the same place, the second games were held. They included representatives and athletes from 62 countries. Thousands of people bore witness to athletic competitions, which were unique and original. The World Nomadic Games contribute to reinforcing mutual understanding cooperation amongst countries and peoples, cultures and religions. In this connection, we advocate having the UN GA resolution on encouraging inter-religious and cross-cultural dialogue, mutual understanding, cooperation for peace, that they include a provision to support the conduct of the World Nomadic Games on a regular basis. We count upon the support for this initiative from other UN member states. Sir, we believe that to achieve sustainable development and uphold security, Central Asian countries must reinforce trust and cooperation. Today, it behooves us to note that far from all existing problems in Central Asia are being successfully and efficiently tackled. Efforts are insufficient to uphold regional security, to liberalize trade rules, to ensure interstate transit and railway transit, road transit, and to tackle other issues. An important contribution to regional stability must be the tackling of border issues. Unfortunately, today, increasingly frequently, certain states attempt to provide for their own development at the expense of the development of others, curbing their opportunities. We believe that such trends have no place in the present civilized world. In order to genuinely uphold the right to development, it is important for large states and transnational corporations for them not to dictate their conditions and not constrain the development of other countries, not hamper implementation of effective projects, and especially not intervene in their domestic affairs of sovereign states. In a civilized world, we cannot allow for certain states to develop at the expense of others. We believe that any international cooperation must be based on the principle of mutual benefit and respect for the interests of one another. To achieve this, it is highly important at the international legal level to explicitly enshrine the right of states to development. Mr. President, on water and energy relations in Central Asia, this deserves attention. As is known, following the collapse of the USSR, disintegration processes commenced in Central Asia. The arrangements for exchange of water and electricity resources collapsed. That notwithstanding, the Kyrgyz Republic continues to accumulate water in its reservoirs. As prices for energy resources provided from neighboring countries rose and continue to rise year after year, essentially this is a situation where one party enjoys a clear advantage. Hence, Kyrgyzstan was compelled to transition to generating inexpensive, clean energy. Electricity at its hydropower plants to provide heat and electricity to our people. We remain plagued by a shortage of electricity, especially in the winter. We have a significant amount of fresh water. Kyrgyzstan, in these existing frameworks, receives inadequate economic compensation for efforts to expand and conserve water resources, which are important for the entire region. Countries in Central Asia must reach a common understanding of what rational use of water and energy resources is. Today, Central Asia has significant capacities for transition to environmentally clean electricity. Implementation of projects to build hydropower plants in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan could fully meet the needs of Central Asia as regards electricity, and thereby set the stage for the development, sustainable development of our entire region. This is fully in line with the 7th Sustainable Development Goal as regards inexpensive clean energy. Another important factor for regional stability in Central Asia is the expeditious resolution of border disputes on the basis of the principles and norms of international law. We urge existing regional issues being addressed solely through peaceful means, through political and diplomatic channels, in line with the principles of international law, mutual understanding, to seek for compromises to be sought without the use or threat of use of force. For its part, Kyrgyzstan remains open to dialogue and cooperation with all stakeholders. Mr. President, as we jointly tackle present-day threats and challenges, the role of the UN is significantly growing. However, as the significance of the UN increases, so does its responsibility for resolutions adopted and for the fate of the whole of the international community. Presently, there are 15 members of the Security Council effectively addressing security issues of all states. Their achievement of a consolidated position determines issues of peace and war, security and stability in various parts of our world. Furthermore, 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council can always block any resolution. Consequently, reform is long overdue for this leading international body. This must take into account the interests of a significantly greater majority of states. When the UN was founded, there were 50 member states. The membership of the Security Council was justified. However, today, the membership of the United Nations is 193 member states. We believe that the spread of democracy mustn't be constrained by national frameworks of states. It is high time to introduce democratic principles when electing members of the main UN bodies, including the Security Council. Another reform must address the process of selecting the Secretary General. We welcome procedural changes, whereby for the first time in the 71-year history of the United Nations, all member states had an opportunity early on to become acquainted with the candidates for this important position and their campaigns during consultations which were held. At the same time, we believe that we mustn't stop here. We advocate direct elections for the Secretary General through a vote at the UN General Assembly. Sir, I'd like to touch upon another issue. From 20 to 23 September in 2016, the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights of the OSCE provided a platform for a statement to be delivered by Kadirjan Baturov. He was convicted by the Supreme Court of Kyrgyzstan and sentenced in absentia to life imprisonment for grave crimes of organizing and stoking inter-ethnic strife in 2010. An arrest warrant was issued. The Russian Federation also issued a search warrant in 2013 for large-scale fraud. Kyrgyzstan, jointly with the OSCE, managed to achieve great success. However, the OSCE, ODIHR, through its policy, stokes conflict, which is liable to destabilize the situation and have unpredictable consequences in our country. We are a country with difficulty. We embarked upon the path to build a parliamentary democracy. We fully and scrupulously carried out and continue to carry out all recommendations of the OSCE and ODIHR. We believe that this act by ODIHR is an indicator of utter disrespect, not only of the judicial system of Kyrgyzstan, but also the entire population. This can only be interpreted as a challenge for us, who undertook the thorny, difficult path to build genuine democracy. In this way, the annual conferences of ODIHR, of OSCE, can morph into a platform where criminals might be entitled to speak. If ODIHR acts this way today with respect to Kyrgyzstan and other countries, then it is possible that in the future, representatives from ISIL might speak. Those ISIL representatives who are stained and horrified the world with its heinous crimes against humanity. The Kyrgyz Republic fully embraces the democratic values of the OSCE, and we act to uphold them. However, we categorically reject double standards and the transformation of this organization into an institution of provocation and an intervention into the domestic affairs of sovereign states. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to reaffirm our conviction that the attainment of the SDGs and the Paris Climate Agreement must remain key priorities in the coordinated initiatives of the international community. We must ensure that no one be left behind, and above all, that landlocked mountainous developing countries not be left behind. We must vanquish the destructive forces of terrorism and extremism, which erode the world and peace and stability worldwide. We need full cooperation of leading world powers. They too must cease levying sanctions against one another, which cause other countries to suffer. In our joint endeavor to tackle present-day threats and challenges, the role of the UN is significantly increasing. Hence, we call for full support and strengthening of our organization to collectively tackle global issues for the benefit of sustainable development. Thank you for your attention.
I thank the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan for his statement.